We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Big 12 Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. This is Big 12 This Week.
That's the best we've looked on the stretch this season. That was really good. The ball moved, played fast.
The only official Big 12 radio show.
This conference is deep. It's like 6-7 teams deep. That's how good this conference is.
Big 12 This Week is brought to you by Prime Sport, your go-to source for verified ticket and hospitality packages for the Big 12 Football Championship Game. Natural Light. This football season, Natty Light Seltzer is crashing the party hard. Phillips 66. Live to the full. Also by Dr. Pepper, the official drink of Fansville. Live from the Learfield IMG College Network Studios, here's your host, Bill Pollack.
Since our show last Wednesday to this Wednesday, 12 Big 12 games have been scheduled on the men's side. Seven of them have been postponed. Texas at Iowa State and Texas Tech at TCU. They were supposed to take place on Wednesday, the original date of this broadcast, and that's not happening. The Red Raiders were the only team not to be affected by COVID-19 postponements. That changed with this scheduled game on the 20th. And, you know, Texas Tech, they had their struggles over the summer, not just the basketball programs, but the football program. They got hit with at least 70 COVID cases over the summer. So they had maybe had run their course. But there's issues at TCU. There's issues at West Virginia. West Virginia hasn't played a game since January 9th, the home loss to Texas. They won't play again until at least Saturday at Kansas State, fingers crossed. Iowa State hasn't played since January 9th, a home loss to Texas Tech. And so they may get a chance to play this Saturday. OSU's game at West Virginia, scheduled for Tuesday, was postponed a week ago. The Bedlam game, that got postponed. So we'll talk a little bit more with Dave Hunziker. He's going to be our guest. He's the voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys. We'll find out from him what he thinks about this season. And really, they're off to a really good start, and they're playing some good basketball in Stillwater. And there's a possibility that they could be in the postseason. So we'll get into all that. That's coming up a little bit later in the show. In fact, we'll get him on in the next segment. Let's just do that. Let's just jump into it. What do you say? All right. So a bunch of games canceled, but we had some dandies though. Man, we had some good games. Let's start with Texas Tech. Their 79-77 win Last Wednesday, an outstanding win for the Red Raiders on the road.
Eight. They're going to let him play this time. Six. Five. McClung for the win. Got it! Three-pointer good with 2.2 seconds left. Not necessarily for the win, but return of the Mac. 80-77 Red Raiders with 2.2 left.
That's Jeff Haxton with the call. That was Tech's first win over a top five or better team on the road ever. Not since, ever. First time they won on the road against a team that was ranked five or better. So that is a huge game for them, a huge statement for them. And then they lost to Baylor 68-60. You know, they got back in that game. They got off to a slow start. You know, they got off to a slow start in the first half against Texas, got off to a slow start in the first half against Baylor, got back into that one against the Bears, and then just too strong down the stretch. Jared Butler and company, just too much for them. And so Chris Beard, he said after the game, look, I already knew this, but we can compete. We can win with these guys. They just have to be a little bit better, and they're getting there. Interesting stat. Let me talk about Texas Tech here for a moment, because I really thought that they had a good week. But some interesting stats here about Texas Tech. They lead the nation with 382 trips to the free throw line. They're fifth nationally with a 6.5 turnover margin advantage. And they're 10th in the country with 68 total blocks. So when I look at those three stats, I see a team that's not afraid to get to the rim. I see a team that takes care of the basketball. They're smart, bringing it up the floor. And they'll play defense. And so they do a really good job collectively of blocking shots and playing defense. A little bit of struggles at the line. There's a couple guys that could pick it up, but they've got the second most makes at 273. So let me, what is that for a percentage? I'm doing this right now. 71%. Yeah, that's not bad. That's pretty good at the free throw line. So a lot of things to be excited about with Texas Tech. And, of course, McClung named the Big 12 Player of the Week. He hit the game-winning shot, as you just heard, against Texas. He established season highs in both games against the Longhorns and the Bears. And he matched a season high hitting 4 3-pointers against Baylor. And he was 12 of 14 at the free throw line, 66 for 81. That's pretty solid. That's pretty solid. McClung, a pretty good candidate for making it look natural. That segment coming up later. So we have that, and then, of course, we had some other big games as well. Baylor taking care of Kansas in Waco, 77-69.
Mitchell and Teague met him there, and Mitchell ends up with the ball. Cross-court pass, Butler's three. He splashes it from the right corner. Jared Butler has 12, and the Bears lead 21-10.
And that's why Davion Mitchell has more assists than any player in the league, John.
All right, that was 30 points for Jared Butler, 10 of 14 shooting. And, 8 assists, too.
Here's Jared Butler, the alley-oop. What a thing of beauty. And the flush by Mark Vidal for two.
You know, John, we're looking at it straight line to the basket. When Butler threw it up, the alley-oop, Vidal was nowhere to be found. He came out like he was on a trampoline.
You know, it's really interesting. Bill Self after that game. It's really interesting to hear Coach Self with his team not at the top of the standings. You're so used to hearing him talk when they're up at the top, when they're competing. But here they are in a three-way tie for third. Baylor with a Big 12 record of 6-0, Texas right behind them at 5-1, and then you've got Tech, Kansas, and Oklahoma all at 4-3. Bill Self keeping it positive.
So I thought we played pretty well. I'll be honest, guys. We played damn well the second half. I mean, they made some, one guy beat us. and he was great, but they made some shots. And of course, we make shots too second half, but I thought we played well the second half. And you eliminate our live ball turnovers that led to points. I mean, we played that's about as well as we played in a stretch, to be honest with you. I thought it was pretty good considering we put ourselves in a hole where we're down 16. But they're good. They're a bad team to play from behind with because of the guards they have. And you foul and they make all their free throws. What were they tonight, 12 or 13? So it was and the wrong guy shot them. So for the most part, but I'm leaving out of here. I'm not leaving out of here mad. I'm leaving out of here disappointed without question. But, you know, you take a couple of things from this. I thought we fought pretty hard. I thought that Ochai and CB obviously shot the ball well. You shouldn't base your performance just on how well you shoot it. But I thought we did some good things. I thought our bench was better.
All right. Well, we'll see. They've got a challenge in Norman Saturday at 11 on ESPN. Jayhawks and Sooners in a big third place battle. All right, we've got our conversation with Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, coming up next on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
Hey, real quick, we know you're listening to this show because you love your college football team.
Or you just can't quit your college football team. But either way, I'm pretty sure on some level, you're into college football as a whole.
Yeah, that sounds right. So if you're way into all things college football, you gotta listen to the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast.
Strongly agree. We've got preview podcasts, recap podcasts. We do a weekly space-themed big picture college football podcast because, I don't know, we like space and we like college football.
Exactly. And that's because we don't just love college football on the Solid Verbal College Football Podcast. We live it.
Correct. Search for the Solid Verbal wherever you listen to any of your podcasts or head to solidverbal.com to make it easy and find all the info you need to subscribe to the show absolutely free.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over basic seltzers of the world because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
It's back. The return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint. Then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
McCormick is guarded by Likely. He has about a 6-inch height advantage. Garrett drives it down the right side. Shot blocked by Cunningham. Cade saves a rebound to Bryce Williams. Down the floor to Rondell Walker. Layup. Good. Foul called. Counted for Rondell Walker.
This is Big 12 this week. That was a great finish for the Oklahoma State Cowboys, knocking off Kansas 75-70 a little over a week ago. And our guest is Dave Hunziker, the man with that call and the voice of the Cowboys. Well, welcome, Dave. Nice to have you back on the show.
No, it's good to be here.
Oklahoma State guard Cade Cunningham earned his third Big 12 Newcomer of the Week award. Came up big in the upset victory over number 6 Kansas, 18 points, 7 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 blocks. The play that everyone is talking about was the game-saving block and then the pass to Rondell Walker for the game-winning basket on the other end of the floor. We just played your highlight. Just talk about that play. Talk about the game and Cunningham's performance so far this season.
Yeah, it was an amazing play because the ball was – he blocked the shot. Then he was able to save the ball from going out of bounds. But he didn't just throw it randomly. He saw Bryce Williams flash open near the free throw line. And so he got the ball to him while he was falling out of bounds. And then Bryce just immediately, like hot potato, threw it down the floor to Rondell Williams. And he got a layup and was fouled and got the basket. And it was just phenomenal. And, you know, Cade early in that game, I think he scored, if I remember correctly, 12 of Oklahoma State's first 24. So he got off to a great start. It had been the opposite for him. During the season, he'd been a player that scored about 2/3 of his points in the second half. So he'd really been a key player, especially late in games. And then sometimes the games the Cowboys won, sometimes they didn't win, but he was the main producer. But he's a very gifted player. He has incredible instincts for basketball. He understands, he just seems to have an understanding of where the right plays are at the right time. Now, recently, things have changed. They've taken him off the ball and put Isaac Likely at the point. And that's really helped Oklahoma State offensively because despite Cade's big numbers, they were not faring as well offensively as they felt they should have. The scoring numbers would make you think, well, wait a second. They're scoring 76 points a game. How are they struggling offensively? Well, the only way they were scoring was getting out in transition, and they were playing with a high number of possessions. But they've been better in the half court since they made that change. But he's a very gifted player, a very instinctual player. And, you know, in key moments against Kansas, that revealed itself.
Yeah, and I want to talk a little bit more about that with Cunningham and Isaac Likely. They're the only two players to start all 12 games. So different starting lineups. Mike Boynton kind of, seeing what he's got, seeing how things are kind of playing out and making adjustments. Talk about that. I mean, that's a remarkable coaching job. It seems to be working 9-3 overall.
You have so many new players. I mean, you think about it. The only player starting for Oklahoma State that started, most of last year, really started basically at all last year for any significant number of games, is Isaac Likely. Cunningham is new. They put Avery Anderson and Bryce Williams into the starting lineup, after Christmas, mid-December, to try to help things offensively. I think they realized that, they needed Bryce Williams out there for his defense and also for his ability to just get crazy hot from three. Avery Anderson is almost like a third point guard out there. He's quick. He shoots it reasonably well, but I think he also brings he's a good rebounder for his size, and he brings some things defensively. He can be really good on defense. So they've played with four and five guards. I think they've been searching for a center. That's been sort of an in and out process, although M.A. Moncrief, the freshman, for the most part, has been pretty good. He dealt with some injury issues earlier in the month, but appears to be doing better. He's a little bit undersized as he's learning in the Big 12. It's tough when you're 6'7", even if you're athletic, to play the five in the Big 12. But for extended minutes, they played five guards, and they play fast. They really want to push the tempo and try to get out in the fast break. They killed Kansas in the fast break. I think they had 37 fast break points against Kansas. And so if you're playing Oklahoma State, there are three keys: transition defense times two, and transition defense times three. If you don't stop them in the fast break, you're dead. If you stop them, they become very mortal.
Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 this week. The Cowboys have now taken down four Tier 1 net teams, and that's tied for the national lead. Dave, 3-3 in Big 12 play, and the three losses to TCU, Texas, and West Virginia by a total of 7 points. This team could be, when you think about it, it's pretty close to running the table here to be sitting at 12-0 for a team that's relatively inexperienced, as you mentioned.
Well, they could be. They had a run. They had the longest streak of games decided by 5 points or less in almost 100 years, because not only were all their conference games been close, with the exception of the Kansas State game, which they won big, but even going back into the non-conference, their game with Oral Roberts was tight. The game with Wichita State was tight. They had, it was six straight games that were decided by 5 points or less. And, they came out, in pretty good shape in those, and finally had a blowout win against K-State. But it's an interesting thing. When you have a player like Cade Cunningham who can just go make plays, it's difficult. It's hard to get blown out, because if nothing else, he'll just go take over and make plays and keep you in the game. And we have seen that in certain situations, even when the Cowboys have lost, where he just basically wills the team to stay in the game and have a chance at the end. And so when you have a player like that, Isaac Likely, who's a point guard that can get to the rim, you can do that. It's going to be interesting to see how teams play them the second time around in conference play. I think you will see teams go to extreme measures to keep them out of the fast break. And how that dynamic plays out will be interesting. This is a team that the second time around in conference play will be really interesting to see sort of the chess match back and forth that happens as teams, come to the realization that you just absolutely have to go to extreme measures to try to keep them out of the fast break, and then take your chances and see how it goes.
Dave, two games postponed, Saturday against Oklahoma, the Tuesday night at West Virginia. So you talk about this the second time around. What can we get through a full schedule? There's a lot of games that have been canceled. Do you think we can get the full regular season schedule in? That's the first question. Then the second part of the question is, how has Coach Boynton been handling these postponements?
I think when push comes to shove, we won't get all of them in. We'll get almost all of them in, and I'm speaking of the league as a whole, not just Oklahoma State. I think if you look at the entire volume of the Big 12 conference schedule, I don't think we'll get them all in. I think there's going to end up being too many to try to fit every single one of them into the schedule, so we'll probably end up missing a few games. I don't think it'll be many unless we have some big hiccups here in the month of February coming up, but I don't think we'll get them all in. As for Oklahoma State, as far as the time off is concerned, I mean, it's kind of like everybody else. You just kind of go into a little bit of a shutdown mode. You stay in touch with your players and make sure that they're doing okay, and you go from there. I do worry that this is a team, you know, if you watch college basketball, for example, we didn't play Saturday. So it's first Saturday I've had off in January in 20 years, really didn't know what to do with myself. So I played golf and watched college basketball, but you know, I watched Clemson play Virginia and they'd had a long layoff, longer than what Oklahoma State will have, because it looks like the Cowboys will be good to go against Baylor coming up this Saturday. But Clemson was a shell of itself. And you see this from other teams in college basketball coming off a COVID layover. They don't fare very well usually coming back initially. This is a very young Oklahoma State team, very inexperienced Oklahoma State team. So I'm a little bit concerned about how they'll come out of a break. Their youth, even offensively, you know, their offense is more of an NBA style of offense, which is, you know, I think repetition and playing games is good for that. So this is a team that, at least for the game Saturday against Baylor, and we don't know if we'll have the whole complement of players. That's something that's still not known. Well, it looks like the Cowboys are headed back into practice at midweek and should be good to play. We don't know if the entire roster will be available, and that'll obviously play a big role in how that game goes. But this is a team, because of its youth and because of how they do some things offensively, that might stumble a little bit out of a COVID break. Hopefully not for long.
Dave, let's take a break, and when we come back, I want to get your thoughts on Baylor, and then I'd like for you to share the great story this week of walk-on D. Mitchell being awarded a scholarship, and then we'll talk some postseason stuff, too, as we continue our conversation with Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys, joining us on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline here on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light, although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer, so move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages, sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, Saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit revealsuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Many ways that you can listen to Big 12 this week, including our podcasts, which can be downloaded on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. Now, wherever you subscribe to your favorite podcast, add us to the list. Search Big 12 this week. It's even on the Big 12's website, big12sports.com. Search Big 12 this week. All right, continuing our conversation with Dave Hunziker, voice of the Oklahoma State Cowboys on the Academy Sports and Outdoors Hotline. Dave, you got a big matchup. You talked about the concerns of coming out of a COVID layoff, and then on top of that, you have to face the Baylor Bears, your best team in the country. What's impressed you about them other than their experience? And they've gone to this rodeo a few times.
Well, they share the ball well. They play so well together on both ends of the floor. And for my money, I think Jared Butler should have been the National Player of the Year last year. I mean, he can create his own shot off the dribble, shoot off the move. You know, I was watching the Tech game. That's another game I watched Saturday when we weren't playing. And, you know, when that game got a little bit tight, Jared Butler's just kind of like, okay, let's let me go in this thing real quick. And he did. That's what extraordinary players do. It's like, okay, it's time. Let me go take care of this real quick. We'll end this thing. And he did. You know, the guys played a lot together. Scott's done a wonderful job with this group. They have great pieces that fit well together. You know, I was listening on television to the announcers Monday when they played Kansas. You know, Freddie Gillespie was such a glue guy for Baylor, and you kind of thought, well, then surely they'll miss him a little bit. Well, I don't know how much they really do miss him. Great pieces, just the whole package. Very efficient offensively. The one thing that got my attention Monday that gives me hope for Oklahoma State, if the Cowboys have their full complement of players, which we don't know, so we just have to see, is, boy, they really turned the ball over a lot in the second half against Kansas. That has not been a problem for Baylor, so it's not like we've got this deep-rooted issue that has been an ongoing problem. I don't think that's been a huge problem for them during the year. But if they were to do that in Stillwater, that sets up Oklahoma State's ability to get out in transition. That's how Baylor could lose. If they come in here and they are loose with the ball Saturday, the way they were against Kansas in the second half on Monday, it would probably, there'd be a pretty good chance it'd be their first loss. I think that's the best chance the Cowboys have. But that doesn't seem to have been a huge issue for Baylor on a regular basis. So a lot of that was Kansas playing good defense, but they're very, very good. They are a notch ahead of everybody else in the conference, a significant notch ahead of everybody else, because really they weren't very good against Kansas Monday night in the second half, and they still kept them at arm's length.
Yep, this is our can't-miss game of the week presented by Tickets for Less. TicketsForLess.com, the official ticket marketplace of the Big 12. Baylor at Oklahoma State, 1 o'clock Central, and that game on CBS. So this was a national story, and I don't know if you, the listener of Big 12 this week, saw this, but an emotional announcement. Walk-on Dee Mitchell awarded a scholarship earlier this week. Dave, tell our listeners about the story about Dee Mitchell. It was really cool when I saw it.
Yeah, Dee Mitchell's a young man from Texas who, when Coach Boynton was hired as head coach, I guess it was prior to his second year, actually, he had been a good high school basketball player in Texas, and he came to Coach Boynton and asked about walking on, I think in the summer prior to arriving at Oklahoma State, and Coach Boynton said, I don't really think I'll have a spot. But they had a conversation and went their separate ways. And then in January of that second season for Coach Boynton, which would have been 18-19, a lot of people remember Oklahoma State, because of some players that Coach Boynton had to dismiss from the program and injuries and other issues, the Cowboys became so depleted that in mid-January they had a walk-on tryout. And it was sort of like the movie Invincible. Remember the movie with about Vince Papale, the Philadelphia Eagles, and Dick Vermeil had the tryout, and you had every yard bird known to man show up. That's what happened. It was like Invincible. I mean, you had guys, I don't think there was anyone in a cape at the tryout like there was at the Invincible tryout for the Philadelphia Eagles, but it had that flavor to it. And Dee Mitchell was one of those players, and Coach Boynton remembered him, and he had a terrific workout. And so he was added to the team and actually played some significant minutes that year. He had a big three at Texas Tech that helped put the Cowboys into overtime in Lubbock as a huge underdog. And they lost that game to the eventual national runners up. And then he started in Houston last year. They kept him on the squad last year. And he started a game at the University of Houston, which the Cowboys won, which was one of their best wins, if not their best win the entire season. But he'd been a walk-on, no scholarship. And so his mother, in the springtime or summertime, lost her job because of COVID back in Texas. And he went to work at Walmart 40 hours a week, stocking produce and going to school and trying to stay on the basketball team. But he only came to practices and games when he could. He's only been to a few games this year because he had to work to pay for his school and help support his mother. Well, with the departure of Montrell Pena from the Oklahoma State program last week, a scholarship opened up. Coach Boynton and his staff went to Walmart on Sunday and surprised Dee, and his fellow employees were in on it. They knew that the coach was coming, and they captured on video the fact that Coach Boynton is now giving him a scholarship, which will give him a tremendous financial relief and make things easier for himself and his family. And, you know, I shop at that Walmart. It's just down the street from my house. And so I didn't realize Dee was working it back late summer. He saw me and recognized me in my mask, which most of the players, A, they don't want to see me, and they sure as heck wouldn't recognize me in a mask. And he just said, hey. And so we visited for a little bit, and he told me he was working, and I would see him from time to time, and we would chat for a moment or two. And, you know, it's real perspective about, you know, things as they should be, or where priorities are. You know, a young man who asks for nothing, expects nothing, willing to work his tail off, willing to sacrifice his own goals and his own dreams to help his mother. That's what it's all about. I said this on Twitter. I've covered some cool things here, Final Fours and Big 12 championships. I'm not sure there's ever been a better story than this, because it really exemplifies the human spirit, things that matter, gives us hope in young people. And he's just an amazing young man. Does not have a Twitter, would never care to have one. He has zero ego, zero entitlement. And it's just such a fulfilling story. I have so much respect for that young man. And I've had people that I know at the golf course and in the community have already said to me, you know, leading business people that say if they have a position open, they want to hire him for a job. And it makes quite an impression.
Wow, man. Yeah, we could all learn a lot from Dee Mitchell. That's a great story. Wow. Yeah, thanks for sharing that, Dave. All right, so listen, any updates? Let's wrap up with this. Any updates on the appeals? What's going on with the postseason ban? Is there a possibility that something could happen? There's a lot still out there that's unknown about this Oklahoma State basketball season.
Yes, Bill, and everything is out of order because of COVID, and not to mention name, image, likeness, and other things that are going on within the scope of college athletics. So in Oklahoma State's situation, if the appeal of their postseason ban, they are supposed to be banned from the postseason this year because of involvements of a former assistant coach and as part of the FBI probe. But if that appeal is not heard and resolved by the time we get to the NCAA tournament, the Cowboys are eligible. They would be allowed to play because the appeal has not been resolved. So there is no update. It's getting really late. I'm starting to think that there will not be a resolution before the NCAA tournament. So that would make the Cowboys eligible. It'd be interesting to see how all this plays out. But as of now, until that appeal is resolved, they're eligible for the NCAAs. Those things usually move a lot faster than this, but I think there's just so much going on that has involved COVID and just trying to get the season in that I think it's a situation where it's pretty unusual. So we'll see how it plays out.
Yeah. Wow. Interesting. All right. Well, Cowboy fans, keep your fingers crossed. There might be, listen, I think the team's good enough too. I think they could certainly earn it. Yeah. Yep. Absolutely.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, that's good. Dave, thanks for taking time to get us caught up on all the great things happening with Oklahoma State Cowboy basketball. And we'll have you on again as we get a little closer to tournament time. Thank you. More coming up on Big 12 this week from Learfield, IMG College.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
This is a radio ad for Natural Light. Although you may know us as Natty Light. In fact, that's definitely how you know us. We've got big news. We made a 6% hard seltzer. So move over, basic seltzers of the world, because Natty Light Seltzer has entered the chat. Our seltzers come in flavors like Aloha Beaches, a mango and peach flavored blend, and Catalina Lime Mixer. When cherry and lime become best friends, Natty Light Seltzer, the seltzer you never saw coming, is here. Enjoy responsibly. 2019 Anheuser-Busch Catalina Lime Mixer and Natural Light Aloha Beaches flavored malt beverages. Sales in Texas, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here.
A new combo that's music to my ears, okay.
Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
At Phillips 66, our main focus is on getting you there. And where is there, exactly? It could be where you find the home of seemingly every cricket ever. Or the space between playdates with Kevin D and Kevin S. It could be as familiar as your own cul-de-sac, or somewhere you didn't realize you wanted to go until you ended up there. It's up to you to find it, but we'll help you get there. Wherever your there is. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
Listening to this Allstate commercial about savings might be the hardest thing about getting those savings. Save for simply becoming an Allstate customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. Allstate. Minimum effort, maximum reward.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. Drive-bys is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week. Time now for Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer, the official hard seltzer of the Big 12 Conference. And we got to stick with what the Big 12 went with, and that's Mac McClung picking up his first Big 12 Men's Basketball Player of the Week honor. And outstanding, certainly deserved it. He hit the game-winning shot against Texas, averaging 23 points for the week. 6 3-pointers, matched his season high by hitting 4 against Baylor. He is Making It Look Natural, presented by Natural Light Seltzer.
McClung, NBA 3 left wing. Yes, sir.
Yeah, there you go. Mr. McClung with a little 5-0 run himself.
McClung's got something to say about it. Bang! That's a 3-ball. Pass from McCullough. 8. They're going to let him play this time. 6-5. McClung for the win. Got it! 3-pointer good with 2.2 seconds left. Not necessarily for the win, but return of the Mac. 80-77 Red Raiders with 2.2 left.
Jeff Haxton with the call. Catalina Lime Mixer. Aloha Beaches. Big 12 Meat Natty Light Seltzer, your new game day necessity. Drink it responsibly. Making it look natural. I'll tell you, Jared Butler from Baylor, that's a tough call, too. I mean, we easily could have gone with him. Had a big game against the Kansas Jayhawks, and as you heard Bill Self say earlier in the show, basically they got beat by one guy. In 5 career games, he's averaged 23 points against the Jayhawks. They bring out the best in him.
I think it's just my my will and competitiveness. I feel like whenever we play Kansas, it's supposed to be a big game. And I love big games. I love big moments. And I love doing it with my teammates, too. So it's just a combination of all things.
Now, this is what I think makes Butler special. Because, here, look, he's on. Hit 7 of 9 from 3. He was 10 of 14 from the game. And when you score 30 points on 14 shots, you're having a great night. But it was also his ability, though, to pass up shots and find something better for his teammates. And he finished with a team-high 8 assist. And I just, I love his response. He's not selfish.
Because it's a team that beats Kansas. It's a team that wins a game. You know, me trying to do it all by myself, it never works out that way. In order to win a Big 12, we need all 15 guys. We need everybody, all the staff. And, you know, I just make sure that we play a team game, and I think we're unbeatable when we play that way.
Oh, that's outstanding. Love that response. That is great. All right, let me shift gears here real quick. And since we potentially have a Big 12, we're one game closer to having a Big 12 quarterback in the Super Bowl. The question is, will Patrick Mahomes, the former Texas Tech Red Raider, play in the AFC Championship game? He's in concussion protocol. The Chiefs have never used the word concussion. And if you watched the game against the Browns, he didn't get hit in the back of the head. And when he landed on the ground on that run play where he was taken down in the third quarter, the front of his head hit the turf, but you've seen much worse. You've seen guys hit the ground much harder and they bounce up. He got up and looked like a wobbly newborn doe. He was just out of it. I think he got choked out. People are saying he got choked out. I think that's what happened. But the NFL has this rule in place that if you get up and you're wobbly, you're out of the game and you got to be tested. And I could tell as soon as he was running up the tunnel, he went into the little tent. They helped him up. He barely made it into the tent. And then they show him going for further evaluation, and he's running at a pretty good clip. His head coach, Andy Reid, said back in the old days, he would have been back in that game against Cleveland. So he went through some of the first steps. There's five steps that an NFL player has to go through. Today, he was in a limited workout. And Reid said he looks good, and I think he'll progress, and I would expect him to be in this AFC Championship game Sunday against the Bills, 5:40 Central. That's our best chance for a Big 12 quarterback making it to the Super Bowl again. All right, stick around. More coming up on Big 12 This Week from Learfield, IMG College.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream soda and Dr. Pepper time. Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
A lot happens over the course of a tank of gas. Mad dashes to the pharmacy, hours spent in the school drop-off line, and seven trips to the grocery store. Wait, I forgot the ice cream. Make that eight. But a tank of gas doesn't just fuel errands. It tells a story. One that could begin at the dry cleaners and end at a hidden sloppy Joe joint, then right back to the cleaners. Because it's not just about filling up the tank. It's about where that tank will take you next. Phillips 66. Live to the full.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
Looking for a new and fashionable way to show your school spirit or represent your favorite team? Reveal your passion with a custom suit or blazer from Reveal Suits, the official business apparel partner of the Big 12. Your suit or blazer will be designed with the style, features, and lining of your choice. If you can imagine it, we can create it. Reveal Suits, where passion meets fashion. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter at Reveal Suits, or visit RevealSuits.com to begin your order today.
It's back, the return of the prestigious Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, honoring college sports excellence across all competitive divisions, both men's and women's sports. Follow along with L Director's Cup on Twitter or online to see which schools will be taking home a first-place trophy in June for their season-long success. Learfield IMG College Director's Cup, a premier institutional award jointly launched in 1993 by USA Today and NACTA.
We're back with a tasty treat that's sweeping airwaves and taste buds. It's new Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda. Let's take a listen.
Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda's here. A new combo that's music to my ears, okay. Let's play.
Cream Soda and Dr. Pepper time.
Pour it in a glass of ice.
Ah, music to my ears and mouth. New Dr. Pepper and Cream Soda.
A delicious duet.
Here at Academy Sports and Outdoors, we want everyone to stay safe while doing more of what they love. So whether you're planning a fishing trip, heading out for a run, prepping your lease, or playing sports in the backyard, we have all the gear you need to enjoy more sports and outdoors, all at prices you'll love. And with curbside pickup available, it's never been easier to shop all our brands in-store and online at academy.com. Because whatever you love doing, we're here to help you have more fun out there.
Welcome back to Big 12 This Week, where you can hear the show on TuneIn under College Sports Now. A great week for Iowa State and their junior guard, Ashley Jones. Both were honored by the United States Basketball Writers Association. Jones was named the National Women's Player of the Week and Iowa State the National Team of the Week. Jones is a 6-foot junior guard from Iowa City. She averaged 28.5 points, 13.5 rebounds, and shot over 52% in two